Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. Good morning, I'm Charlie Herman. And joining me, as they do every week, WNYC contributors Joe Nocera with the New York Times and Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine. And later today, President Obama is coming to New York, to Brooklyn to be specific, and he's going to visit the P-TECH school. It's actually a school that he highlighted during his State of the Union address. It's this high school that's partnered with IBM and the City University of New York, and it goes for 6 years instead of the traditional four. Students will graduate with an associate's degree, and they have specific training in computer science with the hope of landing a job at IBM or similar type companies. Now, the president is expected to single out the school as an example of how we can educate our kids and prepare them for jobs in our changing economy. And Rana, I know you've actually been reporting on the expansion of this type of program to places like Chicago. What is the promise of these schools?
Well, I think it has incredible promise. I actually wrote about the school that the president is visiting in Brooklyn back in April of 2012. And I've been, as you say, looking at the rollout in Chicago. But this is happening all over the country. There are a number of other cities that are developing these types of programs. And what is so cool about it is it provides a way to link business with educators. So one of the big complaints that I hear when I'm talking to CEOs is that we don't have the kind of labor force we need, particularly in the middle. You know, we churn out a lot of PhDs and we have a lot of people that can do $15 an hour service jobs, but we don't have enough people that are coming out with an associate's degree, for example, which is what the majority of new jobs created in this country over the next decade will require. And so educators can connect with companies like IBM. They help the schools and the community colleges develop a curriculum. It's not a trade school curriculum. I mean, it's just very heavy on science, technology, software. You still have English language arts and sort of the basics. But it's really training these kids for the kind of high-growth jobs in their individual cities. And that supposedly will have a knock-on economic effect for the region.
You know, another aspect of this is the community colleges that give the associate's degree. I've seen lots of examples where states and cities that are trying to lure an industry to the city will say, we'll cut a deal as part of the deal in addition to the tax abatements and so on. We're going to give you access to the community college where you can actually set up a curriculum so that the graduates will be trained and ready to do that. I've seen Caterpillar do this. I've seen General Electric. It's becoming a common practice.
Well, what really is the role of business when it comes to K-12 education? I mean, they haven't really been that involved, and this idea of really getting in the classroom, being mentors, is this the direction that we want to go?
Well, it's an interesting question. I mean, a lot of people feel nervous about private enterprise getting more involved in the schools, but when I talk to the educators involved in these schools, they say, you know, these kids, a lot of the kids that are in these neighborhoods, which tend to be kind of beleaguered socioeconomically, they don't have a lot of options unless they do have a job track. And, you know, statistics show that if you can graduate from a two-year college, you have a much higher chance of going to a four-year college. So it creates a kind of a snowballing effect to have these companies on board. And by the way, they're not donating money. They just donate time and expertise, and they have a commitment to the kids in terms of mentoring.
Well, Joe, should we be worried about this, that if companies get too involved in actual education and sort of providing a direction, or is this a little bit of a nice concern to have when a lot of people are coming out without the training?
Well, business is going to be selling products to schools. That's number one, or giving them away. You know, the iPad is becoming more popular. News Corp, under former school superintendent Joel Klein, is putting out a tablet that's aimed specifically for teachers and students. It's actually a pretty cool device, but you always have to worry about advertising. And if you put that aside, I think it's healthy. A business has money and business has needs, and that's where business can provide the jobs.
Well, I hate to put this in the category of only time will tell, but the P-TECH school is new. No kids have actually graduated from it, so it's a little early to measure how successful it is. And I guess one of the big questions is, won't a lot of the future success depend upon how committed businesses are to programs like this and whether or not they actually hire the students that come out of the school or they keep those students as employees? I mean, how do we measure the success? Should we be this optimistic?
So I think it's a really great point. I mean, this program has gotten a lot of attention, but it is relatively new. One thing I will say, though, is I have been told that in the New York schools, in Brooklyn School in particular, which has been going on longest, that about half of those kids are on track to complete a six-year curriculum within 4 years. That's a really big mark of success, and I think that that's about reinventing high school in a way, not just churning out kids to work in particular companies.
So technology is disrupting high school now.
Maybe.
Well, finally, let's look ahead to some of the other stories we're watching. Joe, what's on your radar?
Well, I'm looking at crowdsourcing for startup companies. So the SEC has voted 5-0 to basically allow startup companies, they haven't gone public, they're still private, they're still in the beginning stages, to offer to the public a chance to buy into the companies through things like Kickstarter.
So this isn't that I could get a mug or a tote bag if I give money. I'd actually get an investment in the company.
You'd get an investment in the company. And to the question of whether this is going to be a net positive or a net negative for the markets and for individual investors, well, Charlie, only time will tell.
And a little bit of buyer beware. Rhonda, what are you watching?
So I've been watching the story about J.P. Morgan's potential deal with the Department of Justice for $13 billion of settlement of fines associated with misdeeds during the financial crisis regarding mortgages. And, you know, this is supposed to be a cathartic event for the industry, for government, and for Main Street to finally feel like Wall Street has paid for the crimes of the financial crisis. But honestly, I don't feel catharsis. I just kind of feel like there's been another inside job of a type, because a big bank can get on the phone with the Department of Justice and cut a deal, whereas if you're, you know, community bank in the Midwest, you don't have that kind of access. It feels very much like a payoff for, yeah, business as usual, a payoff rather than clearer rules, which is really what we need.
And one thing of note, there seems to be more lawsuits that keep popping up for J.P. Morgan, that this isn't necessarily the end of it.
No, absolutely not. And they're not even getting criminal exemption for their $13 billion. So.
It's actually been pretty amazing the way here we are 5 years later, and they're finally litigating over, you know, the toxic assets that held the subprime mortgages. You thought that would have been done years ago, but here we are.
Well, we'll be watching those stories and all the week's financial news at WNYC.org/business. You can take this program with you as a podcast, available on iTunes. Rhonda Fruhar with Time Magazine, Joe Nocera with The New York Times. Thanks as always.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.